This is 650. This is 1320 WILS. So it was back in 1955 when a wonderful couple living in Stockbridge, they were brutally murdered. Just a shocking story. It's the focus of my next guest's book. The book is A Slayer Waits. Rod Sadler, retired Eaton County Sergeant, is right here with us on 1320 WILS. Rod, great to have you here.
Hey, thank you for having me on board, Mike.
Now, how did, I mean, you're going back to 1955. How did this story come up for you?
Actually, I went to high school with a grandson of the victims, but at the time I didn't know it. I just remember hearing about it as a kid in the 60s from my parents, and I was working on some business a couple years ago, and one of the attorneys I was speaking with mentioned that he had worked on that case as an appellate attorney, and I remembered it, and I had just finished my first book and decided it would make an interesting story.
Yeah, now why did this story resonate so much in our local area?
I think it was because it was so violent. And nobody knew where the killer was mm-hmm. at the time. After the murder, he escaped, actually was in New York long before the bodies were even discovered.
Wow.
And nobody knew where he was. For months, they thought he might still be in the area here.
And you're talking about Howard and Myra Herrick. They lived at what is a farm in Stockbridge. So how is it that anyone even came up to their building to attack him?
It was purely random. The escapee had left the prison. He was a trustee. He had the responsibility to go out and pick up trash from the local farms, bring it back to the prison to feed to the livestock.
Which prison was this?
This was, at the time, it was called the State Prison of Southern Michigan, but it's Jackson Prison.
Okay.
And he left the prison and never came back. He abandoned his truck in Stockbridge mm-hmm. and started walking through the fields and stopped at the Herrick barn simply to sleep overnight.
Now, what happened to the couple, Howard and Myra Herrick?
Well, what happened was he decided he wanted to steal Mr. Herrick's car. He was waiting for Mr. Herrick to return from work, mm-hmm. and he had set up a chopping block on a beam over where Mr. Herrick would park his car in the barn. He was going to shove that block off and kill Mr. Herrick that way. He happened to be looking at some of Mr. Herrick's tools, and Mr. Herrick pulled into the barn and surprised him. And he said, "Hey, what are you doing here?" The killer said, "Hey, I just wondered if you wanted to sell these tools." And as Mr. Herrick was getting out of his car, he was attacked by the killer, Neely Buchanan.
Neely Buchanan, he was in prison for what? What did he do?
He was originally in prison for an armed robbery in Inkster. He stole $12 from a cab driver. He was paroled. After his parole, he broke into a Chevy dealer down in Detroit, was recaptured, and sentenced to prison for that breaking and entering.
So you went from being a robber to being just a cold-blooded murderer? Is that what happened?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
How does that make sense in your view?
I think at the time, while he had plotted to kill Mr. Herrick by pushing large stump off the beam, mm-hmm. I think when he entered that barn, he had no intention of killing anybody. He simply wanted to escape, and I think that's what his intention was when he decided to push that or try to push that stump off the beam. He simply wanted to steal that car so he could escape. And sadly, as he was killing Mr. Herrick, Mr. Herrick's wife, Myra, came into the barn and he attacked her. Killed her.
Rod Sadler with us, retired Eaton County Sergeant. His brand new book is A Slayer Waits, about the local murder of a couple in Stockbridge in 1955. How can people get a hold of your book, by the way, Rod?
They can find it on Amazon. They can find it at Barnes & Noble. They can find it at Schuler Books. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure any small bookstore can order it also from the publishing company. So it's widely available right now.
So at the time they're found, their bodies are found, what happened then locally? What was the reaction as people were trying to figure out who the killer might be?
Well, the best way to describe it is how I titled it in a chapter in the book called A Fog of Fear. Literally, the community was paralyzed. Everybody thought that Neely Buchanan was in their barn. Mm-hmm. People, they started locking their doors. You have to understand, back in 1955, it was a much easier time, and people actually, you know, they made deals with a handshake back then. They greeted strangers with open arms. But after this murder, all of that changed. People mm-hmm. locked their doors. They left their keys in their cars so that if an escapee from the prison came up, he could just make a quick getaway. One elderly woman even put a handgun inside a refrigerator, thinking that if an escapee came in or Neely Buchanan came in and asked for food, she'd just reach in the refrigerator and grab her handgun and shoot him. It was just paralyzing.
But with a prison so close, were people not generally concerned about that factor?
Well, I think they became much more aware of it after an elderly couple who lived a country life were yeah. viciously murdered mm-hmm. By an escapee. I think they heard of the occasional escapee back then, but when it turned to murder and they couldn't find him, that's when yeah. the lifestyle back then changed.
Right. How long did it take to find him?
It actually took a year. There was a gentleman that lived across the street from him and ran a little country store. His name was Harry Doesburg. Harry Doesburg took it upon himself to raise a reward, and he took a lot of his own money, made wanted posters, shipped them all over the country. He put ads in newspapers and magazines, and in fact, a year later, 13 months later, a gentleman in Baltimore, Maryland, recognized Neely Buchanan as a gentleman that he had met in a bar. Mm-hmm. It was in a magazine called Bronze Thrills, which was sort of a pulp fiction, true crime magazine geared toward African Americans. Mm-hmm. And he spotted Neely Buchanan. He notified the police, and they took him into custody.
And Neely Buchanan was African American, and he said he was racially intimidated during a closed-door meeting. What exactly had done? Did he admit to the murder himself?
He did. He did a confession with the Baltimore police. He did a confession with the Ingham County Sheriff's Office.
He said he was assaulted by police, though, right?
He did. He said that he was roughed up in Baltimore, although that was never substantiated. He made some accusations that the judge who sentenced him to prison had made some racial innuendos, mm-hmm. And that also was never proven in court. Back then, it was a time when a judge, after a defendant pled guilty, the judge would take the defendant back into chambers and have the defendant explain why he was guilty. It was an accepted practice by then. It was done all over the place in Michigan. And that's what happened. And then when Neely Buchanan began to make his appeals 25 years later, then he began to make these accusations, although, again, those were never substantiated.
Mm-hmm. I want to go back. He did admit to the murder?
He did, yes.
Okay. Did he explain why he brutally attacked the wife also then?
Simply because he wanted to get away.
He could have gotten away anyway, right? She was an elderly woman.
Well, absolutely, absolutely. He could have left that barn long before the Herricks even came in there. Yeah. You know, he had every opportunity to escape. He slept in that barn for a couple days before this even happened.
Amazing. Now, what happened to the family, the Herrick family, after this?
They lived with the fact that Neely Buchanan was in prison. They, of course, back then, since the 1800s, Michigan hasn't had the death penalty. And while they wanted that, they obviously couldn't get that. With Neely sentenced to two life prison terms, yeah. they had to live with that. And then when he began to appeal his convictions, they had to live with that. And yeah. this went on for almost 30 years.
He never got out, right? He basically died in prison, right?
He did. His case was scheduled to be heard before the United States Supreme Court, and he died a couple months before it was to be heard.
Rod Sadler. The brand new book is A Slayer Waits. Rod Sadler is the author, retired Eden County Sergeant. Rod Sadler on WILS. Thank you, Rod.
Thank you, Michael. Yep. I appreciate the time.
Thank you. Well, we're back tomorrow at 6 p.m. Good night.